الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we were speaking about Hajj and the different types of Hajj that one is allowed to do when a person makes intention or when a person Hajj becomes farz upon them and they make intention to do Hajj, they have the option of doing any one of the three, provided that they are from Afaqis. And I explained last week that Afaqi are those people who live beyond the miqat, who live beyond the boundaries. Those boundaries which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated, that anybody who lives beyond that, they cannot enter into that boundary without doing ihram, without making intention of umrah or hajj. So for those people who live beyond these boundaries, these people are called afaqis. Afaqi are allowed to do any one of the three types of Hajj. You have Hajj Ifrad, Hajj Tamattu' and Hajj Qiran. Yes, those people who live within the boundaries, for them they are only allowed to do Hajj Ifrad. They are not allowed to do Hajj Tamattu' and Hajj Qiran. So those who live beyond the boundaries, like people who live in the UK, when they go to do Hajj, they can do any one of the three. Meaning they are allowed to do Hajj Ifrad, Hajj Tamattu' and Hajj Qiran. And I explained the Hajj Ifrad is that type of Hajj where a person makes intention only for Hajj. Before he enters the hudud, before he enters the boundaries, he only makes intention for Hajj. So that type of Hajj, that type of ihram, or should I say that type of Hajj is called Hajj Ifrat. And then you have the second type, which is Hajj Tamattu', and that is to enter with the intention of Umrah first, and then complete the af'al of Umrah, complete the a'mal of Umrah, and then on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, while staying in the hotel or in Haram, they make intention for Hajj. This is called Hajj Tamattu'. So after completing the Amal of Umrah, they come out of Ihram and they are allowed to wear the normal clothes. And then on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, they will make fresh intention to do Hajj and will re-enter into the state of Ihram. So this type of Hajj is called Hajj Tamattu'. Then you have the third category, which is called Hajj Qiran. So when a person leaves his home And in this case, for those people who would leave from the UK, before entering into the hudud, into the boundaries of boundaries of ihram, they make intention of umrah and hajj at one go. So they combine umrah and hajj, they combine the intention of umrah and hajj in one. They make that intention and they come into that state of ihram. So they will complete the af'al of umrah, they will complete the actions and the a'mal of umrah, but they will not leave the state of ihram. They will be still wearing those clothes, those cloths, and they cannot leave the state of ihram. They are not allowed to wear any sort of clothes. They are not allowed to do those things which are prohibited in the state of ihram. And they will stay in the state until they complete the hajj. So this type of hajj is called hajj qiran. And this type of hajj is the most rewardable, but the most difficult one. Why? It's because a person has to continuously stay in the state of ihram. And in the state of ihram, a person is not allowed to do 8 things. What are those 8 things? First of all, he is not allowed to wear any sort of clothes which a person normally wears. A person what he normally wears, he's not allowed to wear that. A woman is allowed to wear her normal clothes, but a man is not allowed to wear his normal clothes. So any clothes which is worn normally, he is not allowed to wear like that. So normally what people do is they wear 2 pieces of cloth. But if a person was to, for example, he has a long qabis and was to tie it around his waist, that is allowed because he is not wearing the qamis as it normally is. Although it is sewn, that qamis, but because he's not wearing it as it normally is worn, it is allowed. So basically, in the state of ihram, one is not allowed to wear any clothes which is sewn in its normal state. The best form is to wear 2 pieces of cloth, and that's it. But for sisters and mothers and for ladies, they are allowed to wear any sort of clothes. Also in the state of ihram, and this is where women and men are together, is that they are not allowed to cover their faces. Even women are not allowed to cover their faces in the state of ihram. Men are required not to cover their heads. Not to cover their heads with anything that is normally used to cover the head. Which is normally used to cover the head. If somebody wants to get a plastic bag and he's got some clothes and it's in the heat, he put it on top of his head, that is allowed. Because normally people don't put plastic bags on top of the head. It is not used. But if somebody wants to put a hat on, no. Because hats are normally used to be put on the head. Somebody gets a sheet of cloth and puts on top of his head so that the heat doesn't come on, then he's allowed. So normally a person in the state of ihram, a man is not allowed to cover his head with those things that are normally used to cover the head. So any sort of hats, any sort of hoods which are normally used to cover the head, one is not allowed to do that. Men and women together are not allowed to cover their faces with anything. With anything. Even in their sleep, they are not allowed to cover. So if a person inadvertently covers his face, some people have a habit of covering their face while they go to sleep. And they are in the state of ihram, and they cover their face, then they have made a mistake. And depending how long they made the mistake, they will have to give compensation. There are different forms of compensation. Sometimes a sadaqah has to be given. Sometimes a person has to give a dam, a sacrifice of an animal as a compensation. But there are many forms of compensation. So while in the state of haram, one is not allowed to cover their face even when they are asleep. Also, one is not allowed to wear shoes in its normal state. Shoes which cover the part of the feet which is sticking out, meaning the place where normally a person ties his laces, the projecting part of the feet. Yeah, that part has to be empty. So normally people wear flip-flops because that is totally uncovered everything. But if they wear something and all that part is uncovered, from that part to the up, all that is uncovered, then he is allowed to wear. He is allowed to wear. That is not a problem. So, in the state of haram, those type of shoes which are normally worn and they cover the projected part of the feet, those type of shoes are not allowed. So you can't wear sandals and it's covering that. A lot of these sandals that you have for summer sandals, they have braces that cover around that. They have braces which cover below the ankles. These type of sandals are not allowed. These type of sandals are not allowed. If it's any sort of shoes which doesn't cover that part of the feet, then that is allowed. That is allowed. So, number one, all these things, any sewn clothes which is worn in its normal way, that is not allowed in the state of ihram. Second thing, one is not allowed to apply any perfume in the state of ihram. When this person comes into the state of ihram, he's not allowed to apply any perfume. That is why it is sunnah that before coming into the state of ihram, one takes a bath. He cleans himself, all the parts of the body that needs to be clean, all the parts that he needs to shave under the armpits and below the navel, he does all that. And he applies perfume, on his ihram before he comes into the state of ihram. That is preferable, that is mustahab. That is something which is good. And once you have done that, and once you have entered into the state of ihram by saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, he says that 3 times, he comes into the state of ihram, and that's it. No more applying any perfume. No more applying any perfume. So when in the state of ihram, one is not allowed to apply any sort of perfume. Second thing that he is not allowed to do, the third thing he's not allowed to do, is to cut or remove any hair from the body. That is why, that before coming into the state of ihram, you do all those things. You remove the hair from under the armpit. You remove the hair below the navel. You clean yourself properly, so that you do not have to do that after you come into the state of ihram. You're not even allowed to cut your hair, you're not even allowed to do anything. Even by mistake, you scratch your head and hair comes out. Depending how much, you have to give compensation. So be very careful, once in the state of ihram, that you do not remove any hair from any part of the body. Also, while in the state of ihram, you are not allowed to clip your nails. So again, before coming into the state of ihram, when you take your bath and everything, you also clip your nails. Make sure your nails are small, because you'll be in the state of ihram for 3-4 days. And if you're doing Hajj Qiran or Hajj Ifrad, then you'll be staying in the state of ihram for maybe 2 weeks or 10 days, depending on when you reach there. So imagine how long your nails will become. You become like a lion. That's how big your nails will become. And how dirty it will become. So that is why, before you come into state of ihram, you clip your nails. What do? You clip your nails. So all these things has to be done. People tend to forget. People tend to forget these things. So number one, we are not allowed to wear any sort of clothes. We are not allowed to cover our heads. And for men and women, not allowed to cover their faces. And not allowed to wear any sort of shoes which cover the projected part of the feet. And from that to the above, we leave it empty. We leave it empty. So this in the state of ihram. Also making sure that even when we are sleeping, that we do not cover our faces. If we have a habit, we make sure that we do not do that in the state of ihram. Also, another which is important, that we do not apply any sort of perfume. And do not remove any hair from the body, even by mistake. That's why when we do wudu, we be very careful that we do not put so much force that our beard starts to fall. And we do massage of the head, we do not do so hard that the hair comes out, one or two hair comes out. So we take very care. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah.